This guided meditation is on forgiveness and is for week 8 of the presence process. So go ahead and relax. Find yourself in a comfortable position. Taking some deep breaths, and with the exhaling, letting tension melt as much as you're able in this moment. Bringing your awareness into your body and relaxing and softening your attention. And like all of these guided meditations, there's no right way or wrong way. Wherever this journey takes you is just right. It's what needs to be witnessed or experienced. So trust wherever this takes you. So as you allow yourself to just settle into who you are right now in this life, simply bringing your awareness to your body and letting your thoughts float by, just not hooking into them. And I'll ask you a question. Just see what arises for you with this question. Who are you angry at? Just allowing yourself to, you know, let somebody come to mind who you feel some anger towards. It could be family, friends, colleagues, public person. And if the word angry doesn't resonate, maybe frustrated. But I invite you to try on the word angry if you can. As you allow yourself to imagine this person, what makes you most angry about them? What's the core of it for you? What's the hardest part for you about this person's behavior? Just letting yourself notice what that is. And if this feels right to do, you might ask yourself to go a little further and ask, what's the hardest part about that? Just allowing yourself to register what you're angry about, what's hard for you about this. Letting yourself feel your reaction, making lots of room for it. As best you can, just making space for your reaction to this person. Noticing how it feels in your body. The emotional quality and the physical quality of your reaction to him. And if it feels helpful, I invite you to see if you can forgive yourself for having this feeling, if that feels appropriate. some gentleness and forgiveness around having this reaction in the first place, if that feels appropriate to do. And now I invite you to notice underneath this reaction that you have, what is your longing in this situation? What is your cry for love or your vulnerability? What do you want from them? Could be recognition, respect, love, safety, appreciation, whatever it is for you. Allow yourself, if you can, allow yourself to notice what it is you're really longing for from them. And whatever it is that you're longing for, I invite you to hold it with compassion and tenderness as much as you're able. Just holding that part of yourself that's longing, that's wanting something that you're not getting. And if it makes sense to do so, if this feels right, see if you can forgive yourself for wanting this. Or forgiving this part of yourself for longing for what it longs for. And with that same generosity and compassion, I invite you to also consider forgiving yourself for any unskilled reactive behavior you may have used with this person in an attempt to get what you are longing for, or in an attempt to reduce the pain of not getting what you were getting, what you were hoping to get. Just some forgiveness for any unskilled behavior. Allowing yourself to know and feel that you were and are doing the best that you are, you're able. And holding yourself with unconditional love and forgiveness right now. For your experience of this other person. And now as you hold yourself with compassion and love and forgiveness, I invite you to see if maybe you can open your attention to consider this other person. What might this person's vulnerability be? What is their cry for love? What are they longing for? And as you contemplate this question, if it feels right for you to do so, I invite you to not only, not really think about the answer, just allowing something to arise for you organically about what might this person's cry for love be about? What are they longing for? What's their vulnerability? Just as best as you are able, and you might not be able to right now, that's fine. But just imagining what young child part in them is crying for love. And starting with this young child part of them, maybe exploring what it might be like to forgive them. And it's okay if you find yourself unable or unwilling to forgive them right now. If anger arises for you, just simply turn your gaze and loving attention back to your own vulnerable part, knowing that its unmet longing is still needing attention, giving yourself compassion, and just forgiving yourself for not being able to forgive the other person right now. That's fine. But if you are able to find some opening of forgiveness for them, just allowing the possibility that they are doing their best as well. And if you can, maybe holding both of you at the same time, both yourself and this person, in forgiveness together, finding compassion for the dynamic as a whole. Two tender, conditioned human beings struggling to get what they're longing for. Just inviting you to hold the whole thing, both of you, in unconditional love and forgiveness as best you're able. It's not about perfection, just some quality of compassion for the situation itself. Again, wherever this journey took you, I invite you to trust that that was perfect for you in this moment. And just giving thanks for what arose, what came to be seen and known in this guided inquiry. Appreciating yourself for showing up. And noticing and being with whatever arose for you. Thank you.